Today's daf is Vachem, daf Lamed Tes, and we are on Lamed Ches Mabez, as we continue here in Perek Beis Shammai, the fourth Perek of Meseches Zvachim. We started yesterday, Lamed Ches Mabez, discussing the Shita of Rav Papa. Rav Papa says that, as we learned in this Perek, that there are Zrikas that one should do L'chadchila, and Zrikas that one needs Li'ikuva, or the Mishnah started with the Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, how many Zrikas are needed b'di'evit for a Chatas, right, one or two, all other Karbanos. On the Mizbeach HaChitzon, one is enough, b'di'evit, Machlokas about Karban Chatas. And Rav Papa then went into, what about these Zrikos that are not required, b'di'evit? Again, L'chadchila, obviously they're required, b'di'evit they're not. What exactly is the halacha regarding that zrika, regarding many different nafkaminas? So that's what Rav Papa said, that there are eight or so halachas that those extra zrikos have the status of the zrika, the original zrika, and there are a number of halachos that they have the status of the shvicha shirayim, meaning it's not likuvah, it's a lower level, it's not really considered part of the zrika. That was Rav Papa's chilek. Yesh mehen ketchilaso, v'yesh mehen kesofo. Right, the concept of having a L'chadchila on the level of Da'araisa is something that comes up often. Right? There's a din Da'araisa, you're supposed to do something in a certain way, and if I don't do it in that way, you're still Yotze, but, you know, I didn't do it in the best way. Davening, Tfila, there's how I'm supposed to daven L'chadchila and everything I'm supposed to say. B'di'evit, if I say the bare bones of something, so then I'm okay. Chalitza, there's the process of Chalitza includes many different parts, Chalitza, and Kriya Sapsukim, and Rakika, many different parts, and the Mishnah in Yevamos discusses, you know, what parts are L'chadchila, what parts are B'di'evit, right? So there's different mitzvos that we have, L'chadchila and B'di'evit's what works. So what Tosfos says in Meseches Nida, on Daf Samach Vav, is that by a matir, you usually don't have a L'chadchila and B'di'evit. If something's a matir, you either do it or don't do it. If you do it, it's matir. And if you don't do it, it's not matir. Right? So by a matir, Tosfos says, you don't have a lechadchila b'di'evit. That's the katza by chatzitza. By chatzitza and tevila. Either it works or it doesn't work. Right? You can't say that there's a lechadchila to be matir this way, but b'di'evit, it's matir the other way. That's Tosfos' yesod, which then you have to go back to say, does that prove that chalitza is more than a matir? It's a mitzvah because then how could you have a dvarim of chalitza that are lechadchila and other contexts as well? But again, that's the chiluk that Tosfos makes there and other rishonim. By mitzvos, one could have a lechadchila and a b'di'evit, but by a matir, lechadchila, it's more difficult to say. What about shchita? Shchita's rov simanim. Is there a lechadchila to shecht kol simanim and only b'di'evit? Right? Or do you say no? Even the lechadchila is rov because it's a matir to be matir the animal, and it's hard to say there's a lechadchila by a matir. So again, you have that, but by mitzvos, it's clear that there are lechadchilas and b'di'evits. So here we have the lechadchila of doing all of the matanos, all of the zrikos. B'di'evit, no, we don't need all of them, but what's the halacha about all of those that are not lechadchila? So again, let's read. Rav Papa went through a number of halachos. Chutz, Laila, Zarus, Klishares. Right, we didn't talk about klishares yesterday, but again, klishares, the Mishnah, the Rav Papa has on the first list that the extra zrikos one has to use a klishares for. Masha Enkin, what's mashma from the Rav Papa statement, that Shvicha Shirayim does not need klishares. Right, that's what it sounds like from the Gemara. The Ola Shlomo, Shlomo Lipschitz here discusses, do you need Yamin? Like, are there any requirements? You don't need Shvicha Shirayim. Do you need Yamin for Shvicha Shirayim? It says, Tzadim Lakan Lakan. Does that go with klishares? Does that not go with klishares? Okay. Karen Etzva, the one we're going to talk about, we started talking about was Kibus. Kibus, the halacha of Dam Chatas. We know the Torah tells us in Parsha Sav there are special halachos having to do with the blood of a Karban Chatas. If it squirts, it spills onto a baguette, it has to be washed by Makom Kadosh. And Rav Papa says that applies to all the blood that is used for the zrikos, even the non-unnecessary zrikos, so to speak, b'di'evit. But It still has the kedusha. So that's what Rav Papa said. Mina aminala. How do I know that that applies to the kibbutz? So he said the Mishnah says later on in Perek Dam Chatos. Right, that's the 11th Perek. That's what the topic is in the entire Perek. That if the blood goes from the neck of the animal onto a beged, so it does not have kedusha. Does not need kibbutz. If it goes from the keren or from the yisod, also it does not need kibbutz. It's already been put on the mizbeach. But only what is ra'ui lekibbutz. Roy lekaren to on kibus. That was the last line we did. Hamina roy lekaren to on kibus. But if it's roy lekaren, meaning it's still in the klishari, it's about to be nizrak, so that would require kibus if it would go from that klisharis onto a beged. That's how we know. So anything that's roy lekibus, roy lekaren, even blood that is needed for the extra zrikos, that also can create the kedusha of dam chatas. Just to read those psukim, again, and we'll have to get to this later in the Masechta too, the Torah tells us in Parsha Sav, HaKohena Mechate Oso Yechlena B'Makom Kadosh Yechal B'Chatzar Omoid. Kol Asher Yigah Bivsara Yikdash. Anything that touches the basar of the chatas, yikdash. Right, anything Rashi says, Kol Davar Ochel Asher Yigah V'Yivla Mimena. Right, blia. If there's a blia of the carbon, yikdash, then lios kamoha, Rashi says, in psula tipasel, v'mkshira te'achel kuchomer shabbat. As we know, if anything touches truma, if anything touches hot truma, hot kachim, with this blia, so it gets the status of that piece of meat. Va'asher yiza midama al habeged, asher yiza aleha techabes b'makom kadosh. And any item, any beged that gets touch that gets squirted on from the blood of the chatas, Rashi, v'muza midama al habeged, oso makom dam techabes betocha azara. That dam has to be washed in a special way in the azara, and it cannot be removed. Techabes makom kadosh. Ukli cheres asher tvusha bo yishaver, v'im bekli nechoshes bushala umorak v'shutaf b'mayim. Right, in order to remove the blia. Okay, so that is the halacha of dam chatos, and that's what the Rav Papa says here, that dam chatos halacha applies even to the extra zrikos of the chatos, because we're medayik. Let's keep this diak in mind for a little bit later. Bez Hashem, the diak is, min ha-yesod does not need kibus, but min ha-ra'ui li-yesod ta'un kibus. That is the brisa. And the Rambam talks all about these halachas in Maaseh Karbanos and Paraches, as we will actually just read one halacha now, and then we'll continue. Just again, background in terms of what we're saying here. Says the Rambam, Chomer b'chatas ha-behema mishar kachi kachim. The Rambam always has a clear, definitional way of saying, putting all these halachas straight. Chatas behema has a chumra that other kachim do not have. Shadam chatas ha-behema shenitas min akli shekibel bo hadam. Kodem hazoya ala beged. Right, every one of those phrases is important. There was Kabbalah Saddam, it was before hazoya. Right, so it's roy le keren, but it's not from the neck, and it's not from the keren and the yisod. Says the Rambam, Ton kibus b'mayim ba'azara. Needs kibus b'mayim in the azara, v'shenemar, v'she yazem idama ala beged, v'she yazem ala, t'chabis b'okom kadosh. Echad a beged, v'echad a sak, v'echad a or, harach, any material, t'unin kibus. Aval ha'or ha'koshe, hard leather, harayu ke'etz, v'goreit hadam me'elav. If there's no blia, you just scrape it off, and there's no need to wash. Ve'ech adam chatas ha'ne'echeles, o dam chatas ha'nisrefes. Avalo dam chatas ha'of. Whether it's a dam, or a regular chatas, mizbeach ha'chitzon, or one of the chatos ha'nisrafim. So the halacha still applies, but not by a bird. Right, only those that are nishchat, not nimlak. Chatas shenifsala ain't damata on kibus. If it was nifsal, so then it does not need kibus. Bein shayisla shasa kosher, bein shaloha isakasha kosher, and it goes through some of the halachas from later on. And then the Rambam says, ain't on kibus elamakum hadam bilvad. It's not like, oh, this is dirty, I'll just wash the whole bag in. Only that spot where the dam is requires the kibus. V'hu sheyihye ala kli sheraui l'kabal tuma v'roi l'kibus. Aval im nitaz al kli eitz o kli matris eno ton kibus. L'vi sheyena ruin l'kibus ela gordon bovad. So it has to be roi l'kabal tuma. So again, what is this halach of dam kibus? Is it a tuma? Is it a kedusha? It has to be washed. Washed off. So usually, You know, how do you get rid of bliya? Through hot heat, you don't need heat here. So what exactly, what's the status of this blood? Right, blood is not usually item of the carbon that has, it helps perform something. It achieves kapara. But to say that it just touches something, you know, it causes the item to have to be washed. What exactly is that? So we'll have to see, we'll have to talk about how that status comes about. Okay, but again, this is a lot of the halachas of Damchatas. That's in Maisa Karbanas and Paraches. So now the Gemara goes back now. Ula Taimeich we're up to. So Rav Papa said, if the blood goes from the klisharis, it's ro'i lekeren, goes onto a baggad, then it requires kippus. Ula Taimeich, says the Gemara now, but can't you ask another diak, which would then point to the fact that this is a problematic source? Min ha-yesod eino ton kippus, ha-min ha-roi li-yesod ton kippus. So make the same type of diak. If it goes directly from the keren, or from the yesod, so then it does not require kibbutz. But if it's min haroi lekeren, it requires kibbutz. So why don't you have a parallel, min haroi liyesod, meaning right before Shri Hashirayim. Min haroi liyesod, you should also say needs kibbutz, but we know that's not true. Asher yazek siv prat lezeh shekfar huza. So, Kasha, if you're going to have the diak of min haroi lekeren, so make the parallel diak of min haroi liyesod, and we know that's not true, because min haroi liyesod does not create dam that has to be kubas. So says the Gemara, no, it does. Hamani, Rabbi Nechemya. Maybe Reb Papa is following the sheet of Rabbi Nechemya. Tetan, we're going to have Rabbi Nechemya later on. Rabbi Nechemya holds. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Shiari Hadam Sheikriven Bachutz, Chayef. Says Rabbi Nechemya, Shvicha Shirayim has significance. Right? It's not just like, oh, finish it up, just throw the leftovers into the yesod. Rav Nechemya gives significance to Shvicha Shirayim. The question is how much? Rav Nechemya says, if I pour the leftover blood out b'chutz, I am chayev. That is like zrikas chutz. It's not like shchute chutz, halas chutz, zrikas chutz. Even though I've already done the avoda. That is Rav Nechemya's shita. And therefore, maybe according to him, just like the Shvicha Shirayim has significance, so if it's ro'i liyesod, so that also can create dam that would require kibbutz, right? Rashi says, right, this is all the kasha, and therefore there's no raya to Rav Papa, because this brisa maybe is only the shita of Nechemya, and therefore, right, even though we answer the question of is that true, we're saying it's shita of Nechemya. Rashi says this is all the part of the question, right, and therefore the brisa can't be a raya to Rav Papa because that is a das yachid. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara, right? Rashi in the fourth to last line. Hamilsa hashas ka'amarla umaskana dekushini la'afuki midir apapa klomer mehalo aira taima didach. You can't break a raya from this, right? So darb nechemyehi dafilu bishirayim namito on kibus. This can't be a normative brisa. So that's so we knock out the raya to Rav Papa. So the Gemara says, Amar, no, one second. Amar, the Shamis led the Rav Nechemya. Rav Nechemya doesn't say Shvicha Shirayim is like Zrika Mamish for all halachos. When did Rav Nechemya say his Shita le'inyin ha'alah? That's regarding being Shofech, the leftover Dam Bachutz. Midi dahavi a'evarim u'pidarim. Similar to Hector Chalavim ve'evarim. That also is not ma'akiv the kapara. That's done afterwards, and yet, Hector Chalam Vevarim, if I do that Bachutz, I'm Chayef, because that's Roi Lehector Bifnim. So, Le'inyin Kibus Mishamislei, do I say that, would he say the same thing about the Dam that's Roi for Shvi Chashirayim, that would create the Halach of Dam Kibus? Right, would Reb Chemi go that far? So Gemara says, and yes, he would. He would go that far, Vatanya. We learned it in the Brisa. Damam Damim Hatu'unin Yisod Tu'unin Kibus. Blood that requires yesod, right, which is what we're talking about, the Shvicha Shirayim. The yesod, again, remember, there's the blood that's on the kronos, or the blood that's on the middle of the Mizbeach. Yesod means you're just pouring it in the bottom, the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, have the holes that you pour the Shvicha Shirayim. So, damatuni yesod, tunin kibus, umachshava mo'eles bohen. And because it is something that is significant, even if I have a problematic thought during the Shvicha Shirayim, that would cause problems. Umachshava mo'eles bohen. Vahamala man bachutz chayiv. And if a ma'ala bachutz, the Shvicha Shirayim, then chayiv. V'damah nishbach in la'ama, but blood that is not going to the yesod. There's no shvicha shiraim. I'm just pouring it into the pipe that goes through the azara, right? That's nidche, blood that was nidche, maybe blood that from the neck of the animal, blood that went onto the floor of the azara. So einim tunin kibus, that does not require kibus. Vein machshava mo'elos behen, v'hamala mehen bachutz pater. So this is the brisa. Anything that's royally yisod, so has all of these halachas. If it's only royal am, it does not. So who is the author of this brisa? Man sha'am is laid to Omar. Ma'ala mehen bachutz chayiv. Who is the one that says, if I do shvicha shiraim bachutz, I'm going to be chayiv for shvicha schutz? Reb Nechem Yehi, the Kamarton Kibus, and it says Kibus too. So therefore, what have we said? That Brisa that we quoted, the Diyukim, is according to Reb Nechem Yehi, and therefore, this we don't really have, at least the way the Rashi reads the Gemara, a strong raya for Rav Papa. Rav Papa who says that the extra Zrikos, that blood, does create Dam Kibus. We wanted to say it's based on the Diyuk of Min HaKeren, not, but Roy LaKeren is good, but you can make the parallel Diyuk from the Yesod, and therefore, that would only be like Reb Nechemya, and therefore, that would not be a raya, because we don't pass it like Reb Nechemya. There will be another way, but Hashem, in a couple of minutes, we'll get to answer that original question. Right? Remember, the original raya was knocked out by Ula Taimech. Why don't you make a parallel diuk from Min HaYesod V'lo Min HaRoyal Yesod, and then we went on to say it has to be like Reb Nechemya. There will be a way to rehabilitate that first raya of Rav Papa, but we will get there, Be'ez Hashem, soon. But first we continue. Says the Gemara, Umachshava moelas bahen. Is it really true that machshava will be moel if I thought something during Shvicha Shirayim, let's say, Amanaz lecho basar lamachar? I could have a piggle thought during Shvicha Shirayim for eating something lamachar. Would that really work? Vatanya. But didn't we learn in a brisa, yotzu shirayim v'aktara seimurin, she'ein ma'akvin es ha-kapara, she'ein machshava ma'alos bahen. And we think even Rebbe Chemi would agree to that. If something is not ma'akev the kapara, so then a problematic thought during that avoda would not be mo'il, would not cause problems. So even Rebbe Nechemya, who gives it significance, does not say that it ruins the carbon if you didn't do it. So, how would we say that a machshava would be moil in that case? So the Gemara answers, Kitanya hahi b'shalosh batanos shebachatos. It must be that brisa is not referring to shvicha shirayim. When the brisa says, domim hatunim yisod, it doesn't mean the shvicha shirayim, it means the extra ones that you don't have to do b'di'eved. Right, if you have dam, that you have to be, as we said, like by chatas, talking about, it's not the guy with the shirayim. So again, it's not a raya. That has to be, that this brisa does not prove that Reb Nechemya holds that ma'ala b'chutz chayev etun kibus. Right, all we know is that ma'ala b'chutz is chayev according to Reb Nechemya. We brought this brisa to say that he also holds ton kibus. So we just proved, but this brisa can't be about shvicha shirayim. Because even Reb Nechemya would agree that machshava during Shvicha Shirayim wouldn't cause a problem. So this brisa must be about the extra zrikos that are done by the karbanos that if you wouldn't do, they would be tu'unin yisod. That's what the brisa is talking about. So again, it's not a kasha. This can't be a brisa that supports Reb Nechemya. Let's just continue the whole flow and then we'll go back. Says the Gemara, I hachi tu'unin yisod lekaren asli. So why would the brisa use that funny language of tu'unin yisod if you're going to do the zrika? Right, we're talking about the extra three for the chatas. Right, you have blood that it's in the klisharis, you're after the zrika. You're going to call that tu'unin yisod? Right, because you did one zrika, that tu'unin yisod? No, you're tu'unin the karen. Lekaren asli. So the Gemara answers, Ema nit'anin yisod. It means that it has shirayim in there. It's supposed to be put on the keren, but also within here there is blood that if you wouldn't put it on the keren, so then it would go onto the yisod. It's an unusual way of saying it, but that's how we could try to understand it. But again, it's not talking about the shirayim, because machshava would not be moel by the shirayim. Says the Gemara, O machshava moelas bahen? So let's say, okay, fine. It's talking about the other three zrikos of the chatas. Would machshava work, would be cause problems for them? But didn't Rav Papa himself say? What about those three halachas, ha'amrit, lo sharya, the extra three zrikos do not matir the basar, it's already mutar, velo mithagla, right? And it cannot create pigle, velo aili legavoi kisofan. We mentioned also, if the blood is brought inside, right, it doesn't passel, like we said, dam shenichnas lefnim, we had, again, machlokes tanoim later on, is that only by chatas, also by asham, by all karbanos, that was the machlokas we had earlier, and it's also on pei aleph amabes, that mishnah. But anyway, so Rav Papa says that all of these have the halachas, kisofan. So you see, by the extra three zrikas, machshava is not moil anyway. So, we have a problem. What is this brisa talking about? Right, this first brisa that we quoted on top of the Amud. First, we wanted to say, it's talking about Shvicha Shirayim according to Rav Nechemya. And this proves that according to Rav Nechemya, Shvicha Shirayim, that blood is ton kibus, if it spills on a baguette. But then we said, it can't be talking about Shvicha Shirayim, because the brisa also says, Machshava Mo'eles Bahen. And machshava mo'eles, machshava, a problematic thought, only causes problems in a part of the avoda that is ma'akev. And even Reb Nechemya agrees this is not ma'akev. So, you know what it must be talking about? Try number two. We're talking about the extra zrikos. By a karbon, by a regular karbon, by a chatos, let's say. You haven't done them yet. So it's royally asod, because you don't really have to do them. Says the Gemara, you wouldn't call that royally asod. Okay, nit'on in li asod. But still, machshava shouldn't cause a problem by those extra three, as Rav Papa himself said. So try number three. What is that brisa talking about? Which blood? It's not talking about Shvicha Shirayim. It's not talking about the other three of Achatas. Ella, last try, Kitanya Hahi, Vidamim Hapnimiyim. We're talking about the Shirayim of the Damim Hapnimiyim. Rashi, Ula Olam Bishirayim. We're talking about the Shirayim, but of the one of the karbanos that have to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. V'ukamanda amar l'kaman, Shirayim HaPnimiyim Ma'akvi. Right, there is a shita later on, the Shvicha Shirayim of the Pnimi, of the Arma'akid, Hilkach, Chashivi L'fagel, Le'inyin Chutz, U'le'inyin Kibus. Right, so therefore, that it is talking about Shvicha Shirayim, and that's why it's called Tu'unin Yesod, but it's talking about Achatas Pnimi. So, and by Achatas Pnimi, Shvicha Shirayim can be significant. So says the Gemara, continuing, but by the Shvicha Shirayim, the blood that's for the Shvicha Shirayim over the Dam Chitzon, my Potter. So what? You would be Potter in that case. Machshava wouldn't have an effect, and it wouldn't create Dam Kibus. So why didn't the Brisa make that chilek? So Adatani, so in the Brisa, instead of making the chilek, Damim Hanishpachin La'ama, the chilek between Damim for the Yesod and Damim for the Ama, Liflog V'Lesibidida, as the Gemara often says, why do you have to create a new, bring in a new case just within this factor? Why don't you say, Bamed Ramamurim B'damim HaPnimiyim? When do these halachas apply? When you have blood for Shvicha Shirayim Ava Chatas Pnimi. Ava B'damim HaChitzon in Patur. But by Dam Chitzon, you'd be Patur by the Shvicha Shirayim. So why do you have to jump to another factor of the Dam HaNishpachin La'ama? So the Gemara answers, no, Hamani Reb Nechemyehi. Because maybe this Bryce is following the sheet of Reb Nechemya, the Amar Shiraya Adam Shekriv Bachutz Chayiv. You are Chayiv for Shvicha Shirayim Bachutz. So you wouldn't be able to say the Brysa that all these halachas apply, all these halachas don't apply. At least one of them doesn't match up. Because Shvicha Shirayim of a Chitzon would apply. That would be a problem. Even if you want to say Dam Kibus and the Machshava wouldn't work. So that is why, you wouldn't be able to have a nice, neat package of these three apply to the Pnimi, these three don't apply to the Chitzoni. Because if it's Reb Nechemya, one of them applies to the Chitzoni also. If you are Shofech the Shirayim Bachutz. And that's why the Brice has to go into, what's the contrast? Not a Chatas Chitzon, but Dvarim Hanishpachim La'ama. That's why it has to give that case. Again, the Gemara said, why didn't it just quote a closer type of case, right? If you're talking about the dam that's left over for the Shvicha Shirayim of the Pnimi, quote dam that's left over for the Shvicha Shirayim of the Chitzon. The Gemara says you can't quote that, because if it's following Reb Nechemya, you don't have a parallel. Three work in this case, three don't work in that case. Because according to Reb Nechemya, at least one of the three halachas would apply even by a dam for the Chatas Chitzon. And that's why the Brisa gives the contrast of dam nishpachin la'ama to Dam Nishpachim Liyasod. Adkan part one of the Gemara. But again, all of this, we got onto a little tangent about this Braisa on top. Because we brought in this Braisa to try to explain the Shita of Reb Nechemya. And why did we bring in Reb Nechemya? Because we wanted to knock out the Raya for Rav Papa. Rav Papa, who said that if you have, again, the blood of a Karban Chatas, and Bidiyavit, only one of those Rikos is Ma'akev. So the blood of the three Zrikos, that creates Dam Kibus. If that blood sprinkles on a Beged, so that Beged has to be washed in the Makam Kadosh, right? That was the halacha of Rav Papa. We tried to bring a Raya from there, and we knocked out that Raya by saying, if you make a parallel Tiyuk, it's only the Reb Nechemya's opinion, and Reb Nechemya doesn't. We don't hold like Reb Nechemya, and then we get into a little tangent about this Braisa and Reb Nechemya. Good. Okay, but there is what to talk about right now. The Gemara gives the impression, as we said before, that if there is an avoda that is not ma'akev kapara, then any machshava during that avoda cannot create problems, cannot be mefagel. The problem is there seem to be some exceptions to that rule. And is there a common denominator between the exceptions to that rule? So, for example, the Gemara said before in Daf Chaf Chei that lechadchila wants you to be makabel all the dam. Wants you to be makabel all the dam, right, in the klisharis. And yet we know that that's only l'mitzvah. B'di'evit, if you are in Makabel, all the dam, the zevach is still kosher. But the achronim say you can be mefagel in the dam even after you are Makabel, k'dei hazoya. Even though you don't need more than k'dei hazoya for the animal to be kosher, all the extra dam that's coming into the klisha race, even during that amount of Kabbalah, you could also be mefagel the carbon. So asks the Achronim, right? Why is it? Right, the Kiryat Sefer discusses this. Sheyochel lefagel gam laachar shekibel kedei shir hazoya. But one second, gam shababodas kabbalas kol adam efshel lachshav machshav espigel. So one example again, the dam that's beyond the amount of kedei hazoya. During that blood, you don't need that to be ma'akev, the kapara, right? Once I catch the little bit that I need to do zrika, so that's good enough. And yet, if I catch more blood, I don't need that to be for the kapara sakarban, and yet I can be mfagel during that kabbalah. Question number one. Question number two. Another example, right? We discussed this a couple of weeks ago from the Achiezer. What if about shchita during miyat basra? As we mentioned earlier, I have to shecht rov simanim for the animal to be kosher. What about during that last little bit that I don't even need to do? What if I'm a fagel? I think about machshavas pigel during b'miyad basra. So pashtus, it sounds like from the sources, that also would create pigel. That's part of the shechita. So what do you mean? The Gemara says here, davar she'enu ma'akiv ha-kapara is not something that you could have machshavas pigel in. A second example. And finally, the third example. What about holacha that is not needed? The Rambam says in Shulei Mekdashim in Yud Gimel Tes, halacha that goes away from the Mizbeach. Perek Yud Gimel. Let me find the Rambam. Perek Yud Gimel halacha Tes. The Rambam says you can be mefagel during that halacha, even though, again, it is not needed. It's not ma'akev v'kapara. Says the Rambam, this is the perek that we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta. Shalosh machshavos hein, shepostel says a karbanos. There are three types of problematic thoughts that could possibly karban. Shinui hashem, shinui hamakom, shinui hazman. Machshava shinui hashem, machshava hamakom, machshava hazman. Shinui hashem ketzad, that's what we said, shalol lishma. And that only applies by two karbanos, or maybe three, according to your Belazar. Koshaya olav yechashiv shu shlamim. Shishchatenu l'shem olav v'shlamim v'cholu. That is shini hashem. Shini makom, we know, chutz. And shini hazman, that is pigel. So here, in Perek Yud Gimel, halacha test, the Rambam says, kvar bi'arnu, sholacha shlobu regal ein holacha. Leficach ein machshava poselis ba. We had that back in the first parak. Holacha shlobu regal. V'hala mahalech bimakom she'eno tzarech. But if you actually do walk beregel to a place that you don't need to walk, it is halacha and machshava does pasul. Ketzad, kibel adam v'hu omid bimkomo upasha yado bo lezarko alam izbeach v'chasha v'esha pasha bo b'dam ein machshava poselas. If I stretch my hand, I'm not moving my legs, so then machshava doesn't work. Avalon kibel adam yibifnim. What if I do kabbalas adam right next to the mizbeach? But for some reason, I don't go to the Mizbeach. Ella, halachbo, I see my friend, so I want to say hello to my friend in the middle of the avoda. Halachbo, lotzio lachutz. I walk out away from the mizbeach. V'chashav v'shas hilucho lachutz b'machshev es hazman harei ze poselas. So three examples where we see an avoda that is not ma'akev, but still machshev poselas. The extra dam after I get kshir hazaya, holacha, walking away from the mizbeach, and miyad basra of the shechita. Isn't that a violation of what our Gemara says? Our Gemara says, only if you are doing an avoda that's ma'akev the kapara, is machshava mo'elas. But these aren't. So I saw a beautiful answer here, quoted here in the Biurei Adaf, from the Midas HaKodesh. He quotes, there are two actions that we'd say that are not ma'akev the kapara. There's an action that's not ma'akev the kapara that is not defined as an avoda at all. And number two, there's an avoda, there's a maisa that's not ma'akev the kapara, but it's considered part of an avoda. So let's say the Kabbalah Saddam, the Ayek's already got Shir Hazaya. So now I'm getting more than Shir Hazaya. That's still Kabbalah Saddam. You don't need that, but that's still Kabbalah Saddam. I've expanded it. I could do Kabbalah Saddam in a minimal way. I could do Kabbalah Saddam in a maximal way. And therefore, even though that it's true it's not ma'akiv the kapara, technically this physical act, but it's still part of the larger Kabbalah Saddam, which is ma'akiv the kapara, and therefore machshavu would posel. What's the other example? Shechita. Shechita b'miyat basra. So I don't need to do this physical act, but if I do it, I've now expanded the shechita that I'm doing. It's still called avoda shechita, even though I didn't need to do it technically, and that's why the machshavu would posel. And Allah as well. What are the examples of the Gemara here? Shvicha Shirayim. So what is that connected to? That's just Shvicha Shirayim. That's not part of the Avoda. That's not Ma'akiv the Kapara. So it's not Ma'akiv the Kapara. The thought is not going to be Mo'il or Haktaras Emurin. That's not part of Shchita Kapala Holacha Zrika. Only if I do it in an expanded way. That's where I would say, even if technically this physical act is not ma'akev, I've expanded the definition. Vata, yesh lomar, shim ha'avoda k'shala atzma avoda ha'ma'akeves hi, af im yesh ba kama asios she'enan ma'akvin, if it's an avoda that's ma'akev, even if some of the asiya really didn't have to be done, yuchlu lefagel af bahem, kivan shaha avoda atzma, avoda ha-ma'akeves es ha-kapara hi. V'chashuva hi lefagel, unlike Shvicha Shirayim or Haktaras Emurin, where that's not ma'akev at all. And therefore, that's going to be the difference. So this is similar to something that we discussed in other contexts in the opposite way by mitzvos. We've had shiurim about this in the past. There are minimal ways of doing mitzvos and maximal ways. Even if I don't have to do something, once I do it as part of the mitzvah, so then it can, on a daraisa level, be considered part of the mitzvah, right? The beautiful language of the Rambam, achilas matzah. How much matzah do you have to eat at the Seder? So, a kezias. A kezias is a mitzvah. What about if I eat more than a kezias? Is that just extra? Is that just stam achilas rishus? The mashma of the Rambam, not. The Rambam's lashon is in the Hilchos Chamitzu Matzah, Perek Vav. Mitzvahs asei min haTorah, le'echol matzah v'lo chamish asar, she'ne'emar. It's a mitzvah, min haTorah, to eat matzah on the 15th night of Nisan. And then the Rambam says, "Ukishe misha achal kezayis, yotzi dechovaso." Once you eat a kezayis, you've been yotzi your chiyuv. Why didn't the Rambam just say simpler? It's a mitzvah asay to eat a kezayis of matzah on the night of Pesach. He doesn't say that. It's a mitzvah asay to eat matzah tonight, period. Once you ate a kezayis, you were yotze. But mashma, Rav Sternbach writes this in Mo'adim Azmanim, Simon Reishner and Beis, the Rambam says, it's a mitzvah eating matzah no matter how much you eat. That's part of the mitzvah of eating matzah. You're right, once you ate a kezayis, you were yotze, but I could do a mitzvah in an expanded way. We'll have to get to this, Be'ez Hashem, later on in the Masechta. It's discussed in Erevin also. What happens if I have dam that I'm not sure whether it's dam that's supposed to be sprinkled once or supposed to be sprinkled four times? Or let's say it got mixed up. Is it better to violate Bal Tosif or Bal Tigra? Right? So there too, I might get into, even if it's only one, once I did more, it's also nechlal in the same mitzvah. It's not considered, you know, another mitzvah. So again, you have that there too. Or one other example. We know, the Gemara tells us in Brachas, Daf Yudalad, the Gemara has an Ibaya in the beginning of the second Perek. Are you allowed to be mafsik during Kriyashma? That's the Gemara's question. B'Megillah, I'm sorry. The Gemara, in the context of Hefsik, it brings in Kriya Shema. The Gemara's question is, what about Hallel and Megillah? Are you allowed to be Mafsik during Hallel and Megillah? So the Gemara says, Kal v'chomer, Kriya Shema d'Araisa posek, Hallel d'Rabbana midloi. During Kriya Shema, you're allowed to be Mafsik. Hallel d'Rabbanan? Hallel d'Rabbanan? Of course you can be Mafsik. Or maybe, Pirsumei Nisei Zadif. The Gemara there assumes, as a Devar Pashut, Kriya Shema d'Araisa, you're allowed to be Mafsik in. Kriya Shema d'Araisa, you're allowed to be Mafsik. What is Kriya Shema d'Araisa? So there are four Shittas in the Rishonim. The Ramban, first Pasuk. Rashi, first paragraph. Tosfos, first two paragraphs. Rambam, all three paragraphs. So according to the Ramban, ask the Netziv. According to the Ramban, only the first Pasuk is Daraisa. So what's the Gemara talking about? The Gemara assumes that you can be Mafsik in the midst of Kriya Shema. No, you can't. In the first Pasuk, Shema Yisrael, and you can be Mafsik in the Pasuk. Nobody says you're allowed to be Mafsik in the first Pasuk of Kriya Shema. So what is the Gemara talking about? During Kriya Shema, you can be Mafsik, even though it's Daraisa, so Hallel, for sure. You're not allowed to be Mafsik. Says the Netziv, it must be that even according to the Ramban, that the mitzvah daraisa of Kriya Shema is only the first pasuk. If I or Chazal expands the mitzvah, so then once it's expanded, the entire expansion has the status of the mitzvah daraisa of Kriya Shema, even though I didn't have to do it originally. Minimally, I could have done the mitzvah minimally, but once I choose to do it in an expanded way, I choose to do Kriya Shema with more than one paragraph, more. Well, so then, even according to the Ramban, that's called Kriya Shema d'Araisa. And therefore, the halachas of Hefsik would apply in that, and the Gemara could bring that as a model for Hefsik. So it applies to Avero, to Avodos, right? The Midas HaKodesh here quotes it in the context of Avodos. And we're just expanding it that he could also apply it to matzah. It applies to matzah, it applies to Kriya Shema. It could also apply to shofar, right? That answers Tosfos, the Rishonim's Kasha in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, right? And how do I blow so many shofar blows, right? Isn't that Bal Tosif? 30 is enough. 9, 30. 30 is enough. How can I blow 100 kolos? Isn't that Bal Tosif? So different answers given in the Rishonim. Tosfos, the Rashba, and then Netziv says no. Because once I do a mitzvah in an expanded way, that all has the status of a mitzvah d'oraisa. Okay, good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now we are up to Ravina. Ravina Amar. Ravina, right, two-thirds of the way down. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, now we are going back. What are we going back to? All the way back to the original line of Rav Papa. Rav Papa had said, if you remember, in the Braisa at the end of yesterday, but again, the one line of Rav Papa that we're focusing on is that if the blood of the extra three Zrikas of the Chatas sprinkle on a Beged, so then that Beged is Ta'un Kibus. And the Diak was, what was the Diak that we tried to bring a Raya from the Mishnah? Really, we brought a Raya from the Mishnah later on at Afsadi Gimel. The Mishnah says, if it goes from the Karen, It doesn't require kibbutz. But Roy LeKaren needs kibbutz. And the kasha that we had on that was, why don't you make a parallel diuk from Min HaYesod? From the Yesod, it doesn't require kibbutz, but Roy LeYesod would require kibbutz. And nobody says that except Rav Nechemya. So Ravina says, there's nothing forcing you to make that parallel diuk. Just because you made the diuk of Min HaYesod and Min HaRoy LeYesod, once we make the diak of min ha-keren, v'lo min ha-roi l'keren, you don't have to say min ha-yisod, v'lo min ha-roi l'yisod. That's Ravina. Ravina amar, min ha-keren mamish, min ha-yisod, min ha-roi l'yisod. No, it's not parallel. When the Mishnah says, from the keren, right, if the blood goes from the keren, after it went on the keren, it sprinkles onto a beged, it does not require kibbutz. But min ha-roi l'keren requires. So that diak is fine. But maybe min ha-yesod includes min ha-roi l'yesod. You don't have to have the contrast. Min ha-keren, we contrast that to min ha-roi l'keren. But min ha-yesod, you don't have to contrast that to min ha-roi l'yesod. So amalei Rav Tachlifa bar Gazal Ravina, ema idividi rayu. How do you know to make different diukim? Right? Why should you automatically make, it sounds like the same thing in the Mishnah, so make the same diuk. So Gemara says, haimai. Wait, no. Hashta roi l'keren amart lo. Roi l'yesod mi boi. If the Mishnah already says, If it's already on the Keren, so then it does not create Dam Kibbutz. Mashma, Ro'i LeKeren does create Dam Kibbutz. But Roy Liasod Miboli, wouldn't that then say Roy Liasod is obviously not needed? Right, Rashi explains the Kal v'Chomer. Look at Rashi. Right in the middle of Ravina Amar. Had the Barak Leo, we'll start from the beginning. Had the Barak Leo, Ula Taimech. That question that we asked earlier, Ula Taimech. Skip two lines, La Pirchahi. You don't have to have a question on that. That's what Rapapa made the diuk. That doesn't mean that you would be medayik from it. Don't have a parallel diuk like you had in the first part of the Mishnah. V'yashmina demisha kalsa zrika ein ashrayim toan kibus. Don't have that diuk. Why? De'ilu min ha'yesod mamish lo etzrichalei. Because if from the yesod itself, right, you don't need to learn that. Why? Tasha min ha'keren amart lo min ha'yesod miboy. If you know that once you do the zrika onto the keren, then that blood can no longer create Kedusha, so to speak, of kibbutz, then surely if you already put it onto the yesod, of course that's not going to create kibbutz if it sprinkles off. You're already a stage past the keren. That's why the line of yesod in the Mishnah can't mean yesod. It has to mean royal yesod. And that's why Rav Papa could have the diuk of keren versus royal keren, but yesod means royal yesod in the Mishnah. Back to the Gemara. Hi bye. Hashta royal keren amart lo. Royal yesod mi boi. No. Ela min ha-keren, min ha-keren mamish, min ha-yesod, min ha-royal yesod. So, go back to the original Raya, that Mishnah, later on the Tzadi Gimel, is a Raya to Rav Papa. We can make a diuk from that Mishnah without being forced to say it's like Reb Nechemya, which was the whole 20-line tangent. We could say there's a diuk from that Mishnah that only blood that has already been sprinkled on the Keren, that does not create Dam Kibbutz, but if it still is Ro'ui, even if it's the extra three Zrikos, that is going to create Dam Kibbutz. Period. Okay, so now we get back to what we said back in the beginning of the parak. Kol anitana mazbech apnimi. The Mishnah said that even though Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue about how many zrikas are needed b'dieved for chatas hachitzon, but everybody agrees, even Beis Hillel agrees, that all the zrikos on the inner mizbeach, the mizbeach apnimi, are ma'akev. If I'm missing any of those, it's going to be ma'akev. That's what the Mishnah said. And that's why each one of them is ma'akev. Good. Tana Rabbanan says the pasuk v'asa. The context here is par helam davar shel tzibur. Fond memories of Maseches Harios, first parak. Right? Par helam davar. V'asa, kasher asa. We say the par helam davar, the avoda of the par helam davar is done as the avoda was done for the other chataos, so ma ba lilmod. What is being said new in this context of par helam davar shel tzibur? Right, the psukim in the end of parshas Vayikra lichpol bahaza aso. Because you look there, it seems like it's the same avoda of the other chatas primios. So what exactly is being taught new? To be kofel lichpol bahaza aso. It's to emphasize all of the inner zrikos. V'lamad she'im chisar achas ben amatanos lo aso v'lo klum. To teach me, as we know, shana bakachim la'akev. And if you're missing any of those zrikos for that, that's one of the examples of a chatas pnimi, the par halam davar shel tzibur. If you're missing any of those matanos, lo asav lo klum, it is pasul. Says the Gemara, ein li ela matan sheva shema akvos b'chol makom. Maybe I would say this only applies to the matan sheva, the seven, right, we had yesterday already, achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata, right, maybe the seven, that's ma'akev, it's ma'akev b'chol makom. We'll have to see what that means by the Shema on tomorrow's daf. Ma'akev b'chol makom, matan dalid minayin, how do I know if it's even the four zrikos on the mizbech ha'panimi? Find the seven, but how do you know the four zrikos? Tamalomar kein ya'aseh, right, that teaches me even the four. What's the difference between the seven and the four? They're all on the Mizbech HaPnimi anyway, so there is a beautiful description. Again, as we've said in the past, the Brisker Rav and many in the Chachmei Brisk, what they do is descriptive, explaining the lumdus. The why, That we have to figure out. That's the next step. But here, what's the difference between 7 and 4? Says the Griz. This is on page, where is this here? In the Griz al Rambam. Page 96 is the other one. Yeah, 96 in the Griz al Rambam. He says, there's a difference between 7 and 4. Lumdus. 7 is a package. 7 is a unit. Achas lamala v'sheva lamata. That's a unit. 4, just like 4 on the Mizbeach Achitzon, it's 4, but it's really 4 separate Zrikos. As you know, by the Mizbeach Achitzon, right, even one of them is the only one that's Ma'akev. But he says that's what seems to be the Lumdus. Vanira divadivere gemara elu mavur yesod zesh akasavna lamala. Deshaini matan zaini matan dalad bi yesod dinanu va'atzmuson. There are different mahus to be matan dalid leka din beguf hamatanos atzman shiudala dafka. Dalid is not four; it's 1, 1, 1, and 1. The ena mispar did bahamatanos shaachas tiatzricha lechaverta. They don't need each other. Rakolachas lechude kaima. Mashenkin matan zayin hamispar sheva hu din beguf hamatanos atzman umaakvo zuazu. And anything less than 7, it's like half of a kometz. Right, that's what happened, less than 7. Doesn't mean 7, the number 7, the number 4, but 7 is a package. And 4 is not a package. That's the Brisker Rav. Okay, so that's what it says here. So, and once we quote this Brisa, we continue. What does each other word mean? Lapar, zepar Yom Kippurim. Right, that includes the par of Yom Kippur. That all the Zrikos Pidimi are also Ma'akev. Kasher Asa Lapar, that phrase, includes zepar Kohen Mashiach. That includes the par of the Kohen Gadol. Which we know that by the Kohen Gadol has special halachos, as we learned back in Maseches Harios, right? Gzeiras HaKasav. Why the Kohen Gadol, right? Out of all people, obviously he's a special person, but we learned that if a Kohen Gadol does just regular averos, he does not bring Karban Chatos. Regular Chatos, maybe he's potter in certain cases, right? Again, I have to remember those details. But anyway, let's continue first. HaChatos, Elusiri, Avodas Kochavim. Hachatas includes the seir of Avodah Zarah. Yochel, so just to put it all together, right, there are 5 chatos penimios. We just mentioned them all here. 5 chatos penimios. There's the par helam davar shel tzibur. That's what we started out with. There's the par of the Kohen Gadol, right, if he does an Avera. Par of the Kohen Gadol if he does Averos in certain ways. The seir Avodah Zarah, right, that's also, we learned that from Parsha Shlach. And then the 2 of Yom Kippur, the Par Yom Kippur and the Seir Yom Kippur. Those are the 5 Chatos Penimios. Right? 2 of them are on Yom Kippur, the Seir and the Par, and then you have the Seir of Avodah Zarah, Par Kohen Gadol, and Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. Right? Those are the 5 Chatos Penimios, and we just learned them out from all of these psukim in Parshas Vayikra. So, says the Gemara. And all of those are, all the Zrikos are Li'ikuva. Yochoshani marbe af si'ire haragolim v'si'ire rashi chadashim. I might think also to include other chato'os tzibur, right? The chato'os, the si'ir, the musafin brought on yantif, on regal and rosh chodesh. Maybe those also should be ma'akev. Maybe I should also include those. Tamalomar, lo. No, it says lo, right? And therefore that limits, right? Mashba kenya se lo, Rashi says lo zeh v'lo la'acher. So there's something excluded. So the Gemara says, the Ma'ariz and the Rabbo says, Elu l'hosias Elu. Why do you include the Chatos Pnimios and you exclude the Chatos Chitzonios? Acha Shariba Akasav Umiyet, since the Pasuk includes some and excludes some, Mirabanias Elu, Shemachaprin Alaveras Mitzvah Yedua. I'm going to include all these Pnimios. Why? Because they're all Machaper for specific Averos. Specific Averos, Mitzvah Yedua. Right? That is, their Ba'al Chet. Right, umotzi, and that's the seer of Avodas Kochavim, right, and the parallel of Shal Tzibur, right? Umar, umotzi, anias elu, motzi ani elu, shim mechaper na laveiras mitzvah yedua. by the Seir Regalim and the Seir Rosh Chodesh, if you remember from the first parak of Masechta Shavuos, their general, right, Tumah, Shehaya Yediyah, Lo Haya Yediyah, right, it's much more general. Ba'in, right, Motini Rashi says, Motini Regalim, Shelo Yu Shavinlo, Shere Ein Dominlo, but Kaparaso, She'ilu Bon Al Tumas Mikdash Vekadashiv, She'in Ba Yediyah, Lo Betchiv Lo Basof, Shenitva Venichas Lemikdash, Vino Makir, right, so it's more of a general Avera. V'chiper, just continuing the Braisa, V'chiper, Ava Bishalo Samach, right, even though you didn't do smicha. So that's, kiper includes, even if smicha was not done. Smicha is supposed to be done, but smicha is not ma'akev, as we've said. V'nislach, Ava Bishalo Natan Shirayim. Even though shvicha shirayim wasn't done, also the kapara works. Umar isa lifso b'haza'os ula hachshir b'smicha v'shirayim. Why do I passel if you're missing haza'a on the Mizbeach, but on Machshir, if you're missing Smicha or Shirayim, Smicha preceding and Shirayim afterwards, Amart, Posel Bazo, Shemaakvaz B'chal Makom. I say, I'm going to Posel by Azos, because Hazos are always Ma'akev. The Gemara is going to say, you know, where's B'chal Makom? What does that mean? The Gemara is going to say on tomorrow's Daf Rashi says, Para and Negaim. Umachshir, Anibas B'chal V'Shirayim, Shemaakvaz B'chal Makom. But Smicha is never Ma'akev, and Shvicha Shirayim is never Ma'akev by a Chatos Chitzona. And therefore, that's why I include the Hazos, and I exclude Smicha and Shirayim. The Rambam and the Chinuch, interestingly, out of all the Chatos Primios, only count one separately. Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. In Mitzvah Kuf Chaf, the Rambam and the Chinuch counts Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. The other ones are not counted separately. And that's interesting based on the Rambam in Hilchos, in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam discusses in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Shorish Zayin that you never count parts of a mitzvah that really should be included in one mitzvah. Like, for example, all the parts of the avodah of the Karban Chatas. You don't count that separately, the shechita and the halacha and the zrika. You don't count all the different parts of chalitza. It's one mitzvah of chalitza. It's one mitzvah of chatas. The question there is, though, then, the Rambam himself says, you don't count all the different averas that a person is chayav a chatas for. It's all chatas. Well, there's one avera, one mitzvah bringing the chatas, that's the Yisraelim, and there's one mitzvah of avodah is a chatas. Fine. But all the different types of averos, you don't count separately. So, the Rambam says there, as the example that he gives is chatas. So it's interesting that Kohen Gadol, Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur, out of all, the chatos pnimios is the only one that's counted. All the other ones are included in chatas. But Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur is counted separately, says the Rambam, because all the other ones, as Avodah Zarah is an example, and the Kohen Gadol is an example. And the other ones of Yom Kippur can be included in the Avodah Yom Kippurim. But Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur has unique halachos, and maybe it has a unique one who's chayiv. Right, is Bezdin Chayiv, or the Yisraelim Chayiv, right, who brings the carbon, that could be a Machlokas Tanoim, as we learned there in Harios, in the first two Prakim. But that's the Rambam in Shorei Zayin, he discusses counting parts of Chatas, and he notes that, Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur is the only one that is, counted separately. You gotta work that out for the Shita of the Rambam. Okay, we'll have to stop here. That's it. We will continue with Daf Mem in Maseches Vachim, tomorrow.